Drink.
Yep.
No, you gotta. I gotta hear you drink from it.
You have chosen.
Ow, I just have a bunch of computers.
Now you have a computer in your head all the time. Great job. Well, enjoy that blessing, hero.
Okay.
Bye. Call Yagabuchi.
Hi.
Hey. Who's this?
Marnie.
Hey, Marnie. What's your fountain?
My fountain is a fountain of lyrics.
A fountain of lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you imagine this fountain will do?
Help me out of my I don't have anything in my head that sounds decent.
Right. So no lyrics are be careful there with the old language there, Marnie.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You imagine this fountain to kind of make you write better and more personal and more unique and interesting. Is that how you imagine it to be?
Yes.
So earlier I offered, like Satan, the fountain of bass to a caller, and she said it's like cheating. She denied it. Do you feel like this would also be cheating, or would you be able to live with yourself?
Well, I think that you can change things around. It's just to hear good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just need to hear a lot of different words and then try to put them together in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to hear other people's stuff to get inspired.
Sure. So this fountain, you would be able to bypass all that. You could stop relying on other influences. You could stop being a consumer and be more of a producer of these beautiful lyrics without any help from the outside world.
Well, I think I need both, and I need help from the outside world.
Okay, but this fountain kind of bypasses that. This fountain would change you into like one of the best lyricists of all time. So like even better than Paul McCartney.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm really sorry. I have to go because my friend just brought his car up and he's moving in. So.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Marnie. Have a great one. And good job not accepting that temptation. Bye.
Thank you.
She drank from the fountain of new roommate, it sounds like. Hey, there's the boy. 201-209-9368. What's your fountain? This is a good question. It is a good question. Wait.
Bucci adage.
This is a good question. 201-209-9368, what's your fountain? What do you want? The fountain of good lyrics, that was passed up. You could have written like Devonda Barnhart or who else? I can't think of another artist. But but that was passed up. Marnie said, no, I want to create myself with myself. I don't need alien waters making me a genius. Call Yagabuchi. Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, what's your name?
I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's your fountain?
So, yeah, I was thinking, you know, a fountain that gives you the ability, when you taste a delicious dish that you've never had before,
yeah,
it gives you the ability to recreate that dish perfectly at home.
That's an interesting, that is a very interesting, so you would have a delicious cacio pepe or pepe e cacio, whichever one, and then when you'd eat it and you'd instantly, instinctually know how to recreate it at home.
That's exactly right. You
drink,
got it, man.
Drink from it right now. Drink.
I'm drinking deeply.
Drink now. All right.
Good choice.
All good, man.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, that was an end one. You want to make a good cacio pepe, which is what? Pasta with pepper, or a pepe e cacio, which is pepper with a little pasta or something like that. Call Yagabuchi. The fountain of the void. That was the call that just came in. Micah, nice to see you. Good to see you. Do you have a fountain that you want to drink from? What's your dream fountain?
Fountain of vitriol.
So this would make you even more vitriolic?
I guess.
It would do that. Not, I guess. It would make you more... Or do you sense vitriol? What do you imagine this fountain does to you? If you drank from the fountain of vitriol, how would it affect you?
It would just reinforce my general vitriolic demeanor.
It's a very you fountain, I gotta say. Let's see. Yeah.
You have chosen well.
Well, that's a good one. 201, we have a couple minutes, but maybe we can do it. 201-209-9368. What do you want? The fountain of mystery, the fountain of... I drank from the topic, the fountain of good topic ideas. Well, I didn't drink from it, but I kind of like splashed a little bit on my face. Call you, Gabucci. Quick, you got Bucci.
Hey, Booch.
Hey, what's your name?
Mara.
Hey, Mara. What's your fountain?
Beer.
Fountain of really good beer? Every beer you drink is the best?
Well, let's see.
See, you got to think about this.
Let's do vodka.
Everything you, all the vodkas you drink will be delicious, or everything tastes like really good vodka. What do you imagine it doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, drink, quick. Drink that vodka. All right. Good choice.
You have chosen well.
One last call. Call you, Gabucci, real quick.
Oh, hi.
What's your name and what's your fountain?
Oh, Grace.
Grace, what's your fountain?
I have the fountain of good timing.
So you would have, like, great timing. You could dance. You could play drums. You could tell a really good joke.
That's... I would never have an awkward response.
Great.
I would never be in the call when they were doing a call-in show.
Yeah, that
and
sounds...
Look at this. Good timing.
We're doing bad timing right now. So drink quick. Drink of the thing.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thanks.
Well, that's it. And now Bucci's fountain. What is Bucci's fountain? That's what people in the chat have been saying. I will drink right now. I have drank from the fountain of smooth transitions into Micah's show. Over there at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. Enjoy your superpowers.
Good evening, Starseed. It is I, the Micah. I have returned after a sizable absence from the airwaves. 3 weeks, to be precise. Want to thank Fox and Little Danny for filling in for me during those weeks. But I have returned. Those of you who may have been concerned or missing my presence. I know, no one was concerned or missing my presence, but I have returned. it's been kind of a crazy past few weeks. I went to London to put up an exhibition, and then I came back with COVID. So, yeah, all kinds of pratfalls and misadventures in during the past few weeks. We just heard Robert Monroe. Well, no, we heard from the Monroe Institute, the brainchild of Robert Monroe. Luminary figure in the field of consciousness studies. Writer, theorist of some of the most spellbinding books I've ever read about astral travel and out-of-body experiences. Robert Monroe essentially was a radio producer who was experimenting with binaural tones back in the 1950s when this was sort of all a mystery, and found himself leaving his body and venturing in all sorts of astral worlds. And he wrote about it. He wrote about his experiences, what he learned, and thereafter started an institute in order to disperse the teachings of out-of-body travel. And they're still around somewhere, I think in North Carolina, on the coast. One of the tools that he produced is this audio thing he calls HemiSync, in which certain tones are introduced within musical scores that allow for stimulation of both hemispheres of the brain and thereby allowing for astral travel. What we just heard, Cosmic Traveler, peppered with all kinds of HemiSync to allow one to leave this corporal realm into the higher worlds. Anyway, I highly recommend the books of Robert Monroe. You know, I've been recommending these books for a while, and whenever I say, hey, you know, you got to check out Robert Monroe, they say, you know, I'm not much of a reader. Folks, you've got to start reading books again. I know this is the internet age, and we all have attention spans the size of little muskrats and small furry animals, but we have to get back into the practice of reading. Especially books like Robert Monroe's Journeys Out of the Body. so we can open our mind and exercise the mental faculties that allow for expanded consciousness. I want to play some music now, some chorus music from the Saint Germain Foundation, the I Am Youth Choir. This is what's left of the old I Am cult in Mount Shasta, the first Mount Shasta New Age cult, dedicated to the teachings of the Ascended Masters in the Violet Flame, as well as the I Am Presence, the Americanized version of Madame Blavatsky's Theosophy in a sort of industrialized setting. So we're going to go in the garden with the I Am Youth Choir, and I will return. beautiful and inspiring hymns from the IM Youth Choir. Remnants of the old IM cult whose heyday was really the 1930s, probably the very first American New Age cult. Now, just kind of, I guess it's mostly just a nostalgia thing. But there is a publishing house, St. Germain Foundation, that offers beautiful hymns, like what we just heard, Song of the Violet Flame and In the Garden. So, one of the things that is very popular in the world of religious cults these days, it seems, is sequel cults, which essentially means when a cult has sort of reached its pinnacle, when the leader dies or when all the members practice mass suicide, or if it's just sort of a rebranding thing, they create a sequel cult, meaning like a part two, give themselves a new name, a new leader, a new font, graphic identity design. They get the whole work. So I want to play some music from the latest sequel cult, El Rey de Salem. The sequel to Creciendo El Gracia. Creciendo and El Gracia was a religious cult from a few years ago. Jose Luis Miranda was the leader of this cult. He was Jesus Christ 666. He claimed to be the man, El Hombre Jesucristo, but he had 666 tattooed on his fingers. He claimed 666 was a benevolent, holy number that has been misconstrued by evil satanic forces. He died under unknown circumstances. And his wife, Lisbeth Garcia, the widow of Jesucristo El Hombre 666, has claimed, she's come out and she's saying that she is the Queen Melchizedek, the Jesus Christ as a woman. So, that's that. She's got a huge Latin American following, although the sect itself is based out of Texas. Colombia seems to be where most of the followers are. You have to give up a huge amount of money to be part of this thing. It seems like most of what they do is make like video content on YouTube about Christ, Lisbeth, Melchizedek, whatever name she goes by, El Rey de Salem. They do a lot of really weird video content, and they do a lot of singing. There are congregation centers throughout Latin America. I think the main gist of it is you have to tithe like a huge amount of money and then you become immortal. Lisbeth Garcia has the power to immortalize people. So it seems. I think she killed her husband. It seems very likely that's what happened. Like, she decided she wanted to be the leader. She didn't like the popularity and the spotlight going to him all the time. She didn't like being his little shadow. So it seems very likely that she killed him off, and that she is reaping the rewards of cult widowhood. So we're going to hear some music now from some followers of hers. Praise and worship, of course. And we'll be right back.
Solo a través de mí, Cristo Lisbeth, es que se agrada al Padre, porque soy la única que lo conoce bien, y es porque soy su esposa. Yo soy la luz que el mundo necesita para no morir, y antes de juzgarme, pónganme a prueba.
Yo tengo una preciosa luz que vive en mi corazón. Yo
praise and worship for El Rey de Salem, Queen Lisbeth, Melchizedek, the new Christ, Messiah, in Texas. I want to return to some of these old records put out by the One World Family Commune. If you were a resident of San Francisco in the 1970s, you might remember the One World Family Commune. Very active and very visible presence there back then. This was a ET cult launched by Alan Michael, an incarnate spiritual master from Galactica, God-conscious soul dedicated to serving humanity. Alan Michael was a sign painter who experienced a cosmic initiation in 1947 when aboard an alien spacecraft, took a little trip, met the Space Brothers. A voice spoke to him out of the light, telling him he was chosen to be the messenger who would fulfill the role of being the New World Comforter and channel of the prophesied everlasting gospel. He accepted the mission, and from that point onward, he had been direct telepathic contact with the universal mind of extraterrestrial intelligence, channeling the energies of the spirit of truth through the spoken and written word, as well as in deeds done that will bring this world up to and through our planetary cosmic initiation into the long-awaited kingdom of God. So he started One World Family Commune in San Francisco. Like I said, very active presence. They gave classes in all kinds of things, weaving, welding, crafting, speaking light language, channeling aliens, you name it, they taught it. And they also produced albums. They had their own in-house musical group, and they produced, I think, three just very small EPs throughout the 1970s. Musically interpreting the gospel according to Alan Michael. Alan Michael is on these records. He does some spoken word stuff. I want to play a few tracks off this EP from 1976, simply entitled One World Family. It's pretty groovy. And I will return shortly.
The sea is a deep, a full of light. Tell me, where do we all fit in this cosmic strife to inspire each other? Make us strong to provide the necessity. We'll sing this song. When we get up and share the world. Yeah.
egg, give to each Danny. Dig from the sun, a warmth and energy. That's just a so much here. Forget about the overpopulation. Here and now, the plan for everyone. If we just know how, we can all share the world.
Sound, sound is astonishing because it sounds in space. Where does it come from and where does it go? Time and illusion, sound not related to the time it seems to take. I hear stars continuously playing their cosmic symphony and great spaceships adding their drone around Placentia, planet of plenty. I am Michael. My words go forth to fulfill the things for which they are sent, and do not return to me void. Sound of spheres sing, of light calling us forth to affirm the truth and to act in its eternal celebration. The sounding word can create joy for all of us, and the words of reaction playing back cause people to excel onward towards the light to comprehend it. Sound is shaped into music. I have run the cycle of it all and have returned to sound. Sound that sounds a warning, yet delivers. Can you make a sound? Try to make a sound that can go round the planet and from planet to planet, calling forth those who travel on instant, weightless, timeless, light beams of sound.
Sound. Woman, inspiration of this world, live your life for every man and child, reaching out to every boy and girl, teaching how to calm the fears, cool the anger, wipe those tears away. Woman, flower, blossom of this earth, spread your love vibration, mother of creation, share your blessings, help us in rebirth.
We are one.
One World Family Commune, recording as Quasar from one of, I believe, three EPs that were produced in the middle 70s. One World Family, 1976. We heard Man and Woman Sound and Share the World. Very interesting history, very interesting community, cult, whatever you want to call it. Alan Michael actually ran for president, I think in 1980 or 84 against Ronald Reagan. Unfortunately, he lost. Want to round things out tonight with some more music from Unity. I've been playing music from Unity the past few months. Tonight's installment will be from Kelly Corsino. Kelly is, I suppose, a member of the Unity congregation, a musical member, as it were. Unity, if you don't know, is one of the new thought religions that sprang out of the early 20th century push toward power of mind that essentially was started by Christian Science. Unity is sort of the younger cousin of Christian Science, not quite as devoted to Christianity, but still very spiritual and transcendental and dedicated to offering practical tools and uplifting resources utilizing thoughts, the creative power of thoughts and effective prayer and meditation to align us to our own spiritual nature and to God. Charles Fillmore was the founder of Unity, who had a sort of a unique perspective, a sort of non-dualistic early 20th century perspective about the power of the mind, power of positive thinking, etc. Things that were very much in vogue at during that time. God is spirit, infinite mind, the immanent force and intelligence everywhere manifest in nature. So we're going to hear some music by Unity singer-songwriter Kelly Corsino from a CD she put out called Within. This is the music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Thank you. Thank you.